Across the plains and upper Midwest with heavy snow and freezing rain. Correspondent Jamie Ukas.
Blizzard warnings are in effect from South Dakota to northeast Colorado. In Nebraska, snow and high winds caused several cars to slide off the interstate. Some trucks jackknifed across the highway, blocking lanes and forcing traffic to a complete standstill. In South Dakota, more than 200 miles of interstate had to be totally shut down on Christmas Day.
U.S. airstrikes targeting pro-Iranian forces in Iraq claimed at least one life and is drawing an angry response from Baghdad today amid high regional tensions over the Israel-Hamas war. Iraq condemned the overnight U.S. strikes as a clear hostile act. CBS's David Martin on why the U.S. attacked Iraq.
Until yesterday, there had been no serious injuries. So yesterday morning, when one of these Iranian-backed militias launched this drone attack and actually critically injured one American service member, they crossed a red line.
Arlinda Gradstein's in Jerusalem with the latest on attacks Israel carried out over the holiday.
Israel says that all the targets it attacked were either tunnels, entrances to tunnels, or Hamas strongholds, or weapons caches. And they've been, you know, putting on social media pictures of all the weapons that they found.
Inflation does not seem to have deterred holiday shoppers this season.
Americans actually increased their spending between November 1st and December 24th this year. MasterCard reports retail sales went up 3.1% from the same period last year. The breakdown shows spending at restaurants jumped 7.8%, while spending on apparel rose 2.4%. Spending on groceries also increased, but categories like electronics and jewelry saw a decrease in spending. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
But spending on Apple Watches could see a decline after a court ruled the iPhone maker infringed on another U.S. company's patents. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks says Apple is hoping to get the models back on store shelves with an appeal.
The iPhone maker's appeal would pause a ban on importing and selling the Watch Series 9 and Watch Ultra 2, which Apple has already pulled from its online store after losing a patent ruling in front of the International Trade Commission regarding the blood oxygen sensors in the devices.
A judge in Alabama has just ruled that a lawsuit challenging the state's transgender care ban for minors will move forward. At least 22 states have enacted laws banning or restricting gender-affirming care for minors. Most are being challenged in court. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
One. Purdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us Monday. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One woman died over the weekend after crashing into a parked straight truck on Highway 29. The crash happened on Saturday night around 8:40 in Marathon County. The driver, Amanda Lynn Schmersina, age 40, was not wearing a seatbelt when her 2006 GMC Envoy crashed into the back of a 2004 GMC straight truck parked on the north shoulder of the westbound lanes. The truck appeared to have been disabled prior to the crash and was unoccupied. Amanda Schmesina from Hatley was the only person in her SUV and died at the scene of the crash as a result of her injuries. The westbound lanes of State Highway 29 were closed for over 3 hours while the crash was investigated. The ice rink at the Wenzel Family Plaza in Marshfield isn't set up yet due to the warm temperatures. They still plan to set up the outside rink as soon as temperatures are cold enough. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Spotty showers linger early, then mostly cloudy. However, high temperatures were already hit this morning, and now we fall to the mid-30s by 5 o'clock. And we're dealing with feisty winds, gusting out of the south up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight lows fall to the upper 20s. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 26, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to have a replay of our interview from the 20th with our friends from the Family Center. Amy and Tia joined us, and we had a really good conversation with them. Encourage you to stick around for it. Right now, in studio, we have with us our good friends. We have Carly Renmeister. Renmeister. Okay. All right. See, now that one I didn't ask. Yeah. I wanted to do it on the air. Okay. Carly's with us, member engagement director with our Southwood County YMCA. Carly, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
And Heather Kashani?
Kashani.
Oh, see, close. I don't know if that one counts or not, but close. Heather, thank you very much for being here. Heather is child care director over at the Southwood County YMCA, and that's what we're talking about today, events and different things going on at our Y. I want to send a big, big, big thank you to Tri-City Services, giving us the opportunity to talk to the ladies here and find out more about what's going on at our Southwood County YMCA. First up, we just got done with the holidays. Did you guys have a good set of holidays? Everybody doing good?
Yeah, we're good.
Absolutely. Very tiring.
Yeah.
Coming back today.
Well, and then you got to come and put up with me for 20 minutes. Like, that ain't enough. I did want to touch on hours over at the Y, if you don't mind, real quick. Are the hours any different during this holiday week here as we're getting into New Year's and that?
The only thing that's different is New Year's Day. We will be closed. Okay. Everything else will be as normal.
Very cool. Very cool. So let's dive right into it. It is, it's hard to tell maybe, but it is winter. We got youth sports to look forward to. Let's start right there, if you don't mind.
Perfect. We're very excited to announce that we just hired a new sports and camp director. Hmm. His name's Baxter Arndt. Hmm. He just started today, actually. So he is bringing in some of those youth sports for the winter session here. Those will run January 15th through February 14th, and we have a couple different offerings.
Hmm.
Those range from basketball, soccer. Those are for K through 2. Basketball, And then we have some micro sports as well. Those are for the youngins, the 3 to 5 year olds. Those are basketball and soccer as well. That run through those similar dates, and parent participation is required for those.
Very cool. We welcome Baxter to the community, to the shop. I mean, that's very cool. And whenever you bring somebody new in, you're going to have a new take on things. You're going to have a new set. Like, they're going to see things differently, want to do things, maybe add their own touch to something or anything. So maybe we'll see some of that with Baxter and some of the events or some of the winter youth activities we have.
Absolutely. He also comes with a big camp background. Mm. So we're really looking forward to, you know, summer camp being a big hit, hopefully this year again.
Certainly. I imagine you guys are very similar to us here at the station, where when we hire people, we look for them to wear many hats or be able to do multiple things. I think that's the case for a lot of businesses, a lot of nonprofits out there these
Absolutely.
Days. Absolutely. That's a really nice thing to be able to hear that he brings to the table. Also, great name. Great name. That's a good name right there. That don't hurt. Not a reason to give him the job, but a nice thing. It's a nice added bonus. With these winter activities, is there anything else that the parents should keep in mind with getting their kids involved in them? Is there a hefty schedule? You certainly can get busy this time of year.
Yeah, so most of the activities run one day a week, anywhere ranging from Monday through Wednesday, just for an hour. Some run 4:30 to 5:30, some run 5:30 to 6:30. So we try to make sure that it is, you know, that after school time for them to participate. We do charge $40 per member, or $55 for non-member. For some of those registrations, for the micro sports specifically, it's $30 per member and $45 for non-members.
certainly good points to keep in mind. Not a big time restraint. Now, you know, it doesn't take too much time out of the day and everything. And certainly it's always, we are always looking for things to keep our kids active this time mm-hmm. of year. So those are great advantages, having these things available to our community. I do always like to mention, whenever I have the opportunity, when you guys join us, that when you hear the prices of these things or the price of the Y itself or anything, keep in mind the Y will work with you.
Absolutely.
The Y is more interested in getting you in the building than not. And so anything that they can do within reason, certainly, to try to make that happen. There are scholarships available. There are ways to be able to get you and your family into our beautiful, amazing facility, or the Port Edwards facility, or any of our great Ys around here.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're super excited because a lot of these sports are for those kids that are maybe just getting introduced to those things. So, you know, it's a good way to get them involved. And an introduction into basketball or soccer. So maybe if it becomes an interest, they can carry on.
My son is 22, and I'm still trying to get him to be a major league pitcher. he just graduated like last year neurology out of Minnesota. So
oh, wow.
He doesn't need he doesn't need that. But I'm still trying. No, like a lot of people out there, I'm a big sports fan. I love sports. But I kind of cheat. And this is just between us, okay? Don't tell anybody. But what has always pulled me to sports is the storylines.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't know anything about these people or anything like that, I don't know how much I'd care. As much as I love rooting for my home team and all this, it's the people, it's the storylines that have always pulled me into sports. And I think that when it comes to youth sports, when it comes to kids playing sports at a young age, it's a good thing to remember. Wins and losses are great. Seeing your kid be able to get out there on the court or the field, it's really cool. But it's so much bigger than that. It's about so much more than that. When I was a little kid, my dad was a minor league hockey player. And my first memory is seeing my dad and this other guy just like from the moment the puck dropped, just neck and neck and beating each other up and all these things. Yeah. And then at the end of the game, they're going in the line, the handshake line at the end of the game that happens at the end of every hockey game. And my dad and this guy are holding up the line because they're laughing and joking together and talking and everything.
Yep.
It turned out it was one of my dad's best friends. I didn't know that as a kid, but it was one of my dad's best friends. Like the bonds and the things that sports bring and the opportunities it gives to kids mm-hmm. to be able to do that. For me, when I first moved out here, I am one of the worst people in the world at making new friends. I'm horrible at it. I'm so bad at it. And I went to Humpke for a little while, and it didn't make many friends. And I moved to Rapids, and I started going to Washington School. And I go out there for recess, and I forget how it came up, but all of a sudden, everybody in class found out I was the fastest kid in class.
Oh.
And then everybody knew my name.
Yeah.
And I started making friends because they called me on the basketball team, on the football team, and that's how I really built friendships out here.
Yeah.
My first friendships were through sports. You know, my I'm sure my dad would have loved the same thing with me and my son, you know, turn out to be a great professional athlete or something. And that stuff's cool and all. You know, sometimes finding a spark and being good in a sport can lead to a scholarship down the line or something. Something
Absolutely.
Like that, that
yep.
that's important. But it's so much bigger than all of those things. The relationships, the friendships that sports can bring, especially this time of year where there's not as many opportunities maybe.
Absolutely.
And kind of off what Heather said earlier is this can be the first step to your kids trying a sport. So for how we have this set up, we do sports on different days. So basketball's on Mondays, soccer's on Tuesdays. So for me, what I did is I put my kids in everything to find out what they liked first.
That's smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially with kids where one day they may really like this, and then the next day they want to really like this. And then what was that other thing? I don't remember what, but I bought you all this equipment. It's fun to figure those things out too. Let them dip their foot in the water a little bit, find out what they like. And then maybe you're also not putting as much money and effort into some of these sports or things that, you know, maybe they aren't into. It's a great way to kind of get a sample platter of it.
Yes, absolutely.
And if people want to find out more, if they need to reach Baxter or anything, just send them to the website. You can find out more information from there. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
SWCYMCA.org. SWCYMCA.org. We'll get that information out there again before we wrap up. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Forever Wellness program. It's a very interesting one that I did not get to hear a whole lot about.
Yeah, so Forever Well is a program that is for 55 and older. They meet every Monday from
11:15 to 12:15.
Okay. Thank you. And they do different things. So, for instance, they were painting with broccoli the other week.
Oh,
that was
nice.
A pretty cool one. They have guest speakers come in. So every Monday, it's something different. They are actually taking a bus trip to Oshkosh to see well, to experience the Nutcracker in the Castle exhibit. So that's going to be happening on Monday, January 8th. Registration ends tomorrow. So
get that in. One.
Yeah.
And when is the trip?
Monday, January 8th.
Okay. I thought that's what you said. So you got a little time to prepare for that if you want, if you're just hearing about this now and everything. Still got a day to register, so you want to make your decision soon. But for the age range that this is for, we're talking some people who might be retired out there and maybe have a little bit more of a freer schedule. What a fun idea. Like, this is very, it is different, and it's not that different for something from the Y. It's something that I wouldn't have expected or haven't seen before from our Y, and at the same time, it makes such perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, for our area especially. I think it's, you know, it's obviously started off small because it was something new, but now that people are hearing about it, even just within the Y, these trips, too, are becoming a big hit because I think we get comfortable. You know, we have a group of individuals who just come and drink coffee every morning at the Y, and now they're taking a trip. For instance, this trip, too, they are going out to lunch together after the performance. It's just a way to build those friendships and that community that we're trying to do at the Y.
Yeah. It seems like such a, on paper, such a difficult thing to do. You're covering literally from like 5-6 years old to like 60 to 70 to 80 year old. That's your market.
Yeah.
That's who you've got to reach and how you would do something like that. But our Y continues to find different ways to reach those different individuals in those different groups. Wherever age range you fall in there, I promise you, and I only say that word if I can back it up, there's something there for you.
Yeah.
And it'd be enough if that was all you guys did, but you're constantly looking for other things and new ways of bringing people to the Y. And something like this is a really unique and fun idea.
Absolutely. And with them meeting every Monday from that 11:15 to 12:15 time slot, they usually make popcorn in the kitchen. And I'm back in childcare, and we're kind of a wing off of there. And I can smell that popcorn all the way back in my office. So if you're looking for
often.
Some good popcorn.
I think we've had this in our area. We've had this at a lot of Y's for a long time, where the Y was a place to go in the morning to see your friends, to maybe take a walk around the building. Or that kind of thing, get some exercise in the morning while catching up with a good friend or something like that and planning out your day. An event like this is kind of that to the fullest extent almost, where it's a bit or more deeper of a deep dive of that. And again, people need to register by tomorrow.
Tomorrow, correct. And for members, it's $39, non-members $50.
Excellent.
And then obviously lunch is not included, but you get a bus trip there.
Yeah. And Carrie, not to put you on the spot or ask inside details necessarily, but this seems like something that, if it's successful, going to be doing things like this again.
Yeah. This is actually, so Sarah Wheeler is the Forever Well coordinator at the Y, and this is her second bus trip.
Cool. Yes.
She first went to The Landing, which is in Wausau, off their YMCA for 55 and older. Participants.
Yeah.
And that was a really big hit. So this is her second one. And I think right now there's already seven people signed up. Mm. And, you know, for just starting this program this year, that's a big jump for us.
Yeah. I was very impressed by that number. Oh, yeah. That's very cool to hear. Yeah. It not only speaks to people wanting things like this, but I think to our, I don't know what our average age range is in this community or in this area, but we certainly know that we have a healthy population in that age range. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see them active, them doing things like this, wanting things like this. That's great. Looking forward to more and more projects like this going forward. That's a really fun idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
A great play, by the way, too. That's a good show. Good show.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other family events that are going on over at our Southwick County YMCA. And we can go anywhere you want, whoever wants to start that one.
Okay.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So the first one we're going to go over is Father and Son Game Night, which is happening at the YMCA Friday, January 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. Any ages. I know we kind of talked about this before. Anytime we have father-son or father-daughter, mother-son, it's for any ages. You know, if you're 30 and you still want to bring your mom or dad, please do. That's what makes it fun for us. To see all the ages. So for father and son game night, there's different activities happening, such as Minute to Win It, dodgeball, capture the flag, scavenger hunts, bingo, just really active programs to do there.
Yeah. It's something for the whole family, or something for, you know, the individual family members. We never get enough time to do these things one on one, especially if you have multiple kids. I think almost every parent, if it's one of the most universal things there is, am I spending enough time on both kids? Am I putting all my love into both kids and these things that we all balance and deal with? These kind of events give you that opportunity to kind of do some of that. To do, you know, my son and I maybe didn't get as much time together or something as I'd like, so we'll do this together or something like that. Those are all cool, really fun opportunities at any age. But Carrie, I'm so glad that you mentioned the age range thing, because as I've touched on before with you guys, my kids, my youngest is 22, you know, but I would love to bring her to something like this. I would love to do something like this with her. We never got to do these kind of things. Yeah. So doing something like this would be a lot of fun. I think it's really cool that you open it up like that.
Yeah.
And we've been able to expand recently for family events offerings. The father-son game nights, one of the first of that type that we're doing. We added Stephanie recently as our community events coordinator, so we're very excited for all that she brings in that realm as well, to be able to expand on some of our offerings that are directed towards families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are more great events, I'm sure, coming up. But with this one, is there anything they need to know ahead of time? Anything to prep for or registering for?
Yep. So registration closes on January 3rd. For members, the cost would be $25. Non-members, it's $30. And then if you have an additional son, it would be $10 per child.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Another fun event coming up. What about father-daughter dance? You want to talk about that next?
Yes, okay. Please.
Yeah.
So our father-daughter dance has been going on annually for almost, I think, 10 years at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Through our partnership between the Y and the Boys and Girls Club. So that event will be held on Saturday, February 3rd. It runs from 6 to 8 p.m. The registration closes on January 29th. It is $29 per member, couple, and then $10 for each additional daughter. So the similar pricing to the father-son event. We're very excited. We always try to make that a magical experience for fathers and daughters, but we understand that not every daughter has a father necessarily, so we always encourage grandfathers, uncles, cousins can go ahead and bring their relative along. We have hors d'oeuvres and dancing and coloring contests and those types of things. So very exciting night.
It's a fun night out. It's a great opportunity to spend some time with your kid, especially if they are getting older and you don't have as much time as you usually do to do these. And I think as parents, like for me, again, I'll let you guys look behind the curtain here a little bit. I brought this up with one of my daughters, and I was very, very hesitant to. So I did it as a joke because I thought, okay, well, then I can back out if she doesn't like the idea. I'm just kidding. I was joking and everything. But as soon as I started getting into the conversation, not only did her eyes light up, like she started tearing up a little bit and everything, which got me tearing up, of course, and everything, because I didn't know that this was something she'd ever even think about or whatever, but it was something that she'd always wanted to do that we never got a chance to. And then we started talking and finding out, and we do a little look. Well, I'm sure we're too old for this now. And as soon as we do that, as soon as we had that thought, we see in the press release and everything, all ages welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that even if you were somebody out there listening where you and your child got to do this 100 times, you'd still want to be able to do it once more.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of fathers and daughters where they've gone at all 10 years.
I was going to ask. Okay. Yeah, that's
so
really cool.
So this is like something daughters look forward to. I know I'm originally from Stevens Point, and the Stevens Point Y used to hold something like this as well, and I went every year with my dad. And now my daughter gets to experience that, and it's cool to see. It's cool to show her pictures of me and my dad, and now her and her dad going.
That is really cool, Carrie. Yeah. That is really, really cool. That's awesome. That's very full circle, I imagine, for you guys, too.
Circle.
That's awesome.
But it's just like what Heather said, we're just trying to make that experience for those family members to have that special time, if it's father, daughter, mother, son, whatever it may be. The Y wants to help with that.
Yeah. Building memories, making memories. That's what this is all about. That's a great opportunity for that. And it's one of the things that I was trying to lean on here. I think that it can be difficult the older our kids get, as silly as this might sound, as parents to ask our kids things, like to ask them to do things and stuff. Right. Or they're not going to want to do this. Or they're not going to, you know, or that kind of thing. Ask. Ask. Yeah, just ask. Maybe they will say no. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll laugh at you. It's okay. You're the parent. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Same thing to kids. Don't be afraid to ask your parents to do these kind of things to see if they want to do something like this.
Oh, if I asked my dad, he'd cry, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think sometimes we get in our own heads about these things it turns out the other person probably wants to do it just as much as we do.
Yeah.
Is there a date that we need to register by for this?
January 29th.
Okay. All right. Good. So we got some time to still do this. You can go ahead and whether it is the father-daughter dance or the other dance. I mean, any of these, you got a little time to kind of figure this out and make sure to register so they know how many people are going to be here.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we can be prepared for it.
Yeah. There are lots and lots of other great events going on at the Southland County YMCA. One of the things that I notice whenever we have you guys join us, any cast of characters from the Y joining us, we never have enough time. And there is always stuff and always events going on that we don't get a chance to touch on.
Yep.
I want to encourage people to find out more about those events, reach out to the Y. There are no silly questions with our Southland County YMCA. If you're wondering about something, reach out, ask the staff, one of the friendliest group of people you'll ever meet, and they're looking to get you into the building. They want you to be there. This is not a hard sell. We want you to be a part of things, so call and find out more. Certainly also want people to keep in mind, too, that there are you guys are open to ideas.
Yes,
and that
absolutely.
The community, we have a very creative, very fun community, and a lot of people out there that have different ideas about, bring them to the Y, see what they think of them.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of things, like you were saying, pickleball classes, sports, all ages. We can book birthday parties now, these family events.
I wanted to touch on that, if you don't mind, Carrie. Yeah, that was actually leading up to that. Nicely done. the birthday parties at the Y, that does seem like something new to me.
Yeah, that just started in the last few months here, and they're every weekend.
Yeah, they are.
They're really a big hit. So we have two options. One is a pool party, and one is the Adventure Center party. So the playland is the way I would like to describe that. You bring in cake and the presents and everything. You get half of the conference room or teaching kitchen, and then you can utilize the pool or, like I said, that Adventure Center.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Is 46 too old? Is it? No,
no age limits.
No age limits. Okay, good to know. Just asking. Just was wondering. That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds really cool. I'm one of those people, I don't like my birthday. That made me start thinking, well, wait a minute. That might actually be kind of fun. And it's certainly one of those things where, as the ladies just mentioned, you guys have been booked quite a bit.
Yeah.
So you want to plan ahead on that one.
Yep, plan ahead. And I think it just gave at least this area a place to have birthday parties. We kind of are lacking that, I feel. So giving, again, the community what they're asking for with those ideas or thoughts that are being brought up,
especially in the winter months.
Yeah. You're looking for something fun or interesting to do, and there is so few opportunities. So, and even some of the ones I'm thinking of are a couple hours away, or something like that. Here, right in town. You're not having to go that far. Your guests don't have to go that far, and you may even go into the Y. Maybe for people who don't go to the Y as much, you might come across something that you're going to bring it back.
Right, absolutely.
It's a really fun one. I like that. And I know that we are always looking for things to, kind of keep us warm or have warm thoughts and thinking of spring and summer. Certainly want to remind everybody that you can rent at Camp Alexander, that there are those opportunities coming up. A lot of great summer activities. You'll be here sooner than we realize.
Yeah. Right.
Registering or planning ahead for these things, never a bad idea.
Nope. So like we were saying earlier, Baxter, our new sports and camp director, he's going to come with big ideas for camp, I feel, this year. Like I said, he had a big background in camp. So summer camp will be coming up. You can rent the camp, different activities. We do sports stuff out at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did archery and axe throwing. So...
always wanted to try archery. Always wanted. It seems so much fun. Seems like such a blast. You guys seem like you have a really good time. Find out how much fun they're having and have some fun with our friends over at the Southland County YMCA. I want to encourage you to reach out to them, whether it's about any of the things we talked about today or any other questions you might have with our Southland County YMCA. Carrie, if people do have follow-up questions, how can they get in touch with you?
You can go to swcymca.org, or you could call us at 715-818-9622.
Heather, how about you?
Same way. Just go to that website. All that information's right up there. Each department has a different section that you can see what's going on in youth sports or otherwise. Otherwise, give us a call if you have any questions. There are more than enough happy people to help you.
SWCYMCA.org, SWCYMCA.org. Be sure to follow our local Y on all their social media platforms as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things going on at our Y. Big thank you to Tri-City Services for sponsoring the segment. Appreciate our friends over there. Buy local, support local. Carrie, Heather, thank you both so much for the time.
Thank you.
Have a great day, you two.
You too.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling. We wish you the gift of faith and the blessing of hope and peace at Christmas and always. Our valued customers are the foundation of our success. From all our families to yours, we extend our best wishes for a happy holiday season and a new year of joy, peace, and prosperity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Riverfront Arts Center in Stevens Point announces the call for submissions for their annual juried show, Winter's Garden. Artists age 18 and older can submit their interpretations of the theme, Winter's Garden. These include art and botanicals. Submissions will be accepted January 11th and 12th. The first graders at Washington Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids hosted a coin drive in November this year. They raised over $1,000 to purchase food for Focus of Southwood County. Last week, the students went to Quality Foods IGA to purchase the food. They then delivered all the items to the food pantry for those in need over the holidays. Not to be outdone, the middle school students at Rams hosted a food drive to collect canned goods to donate to Focus. They delivered over 350 pounds of canned goods to the food pantry. Well done, students. Enjoy your much-earned winter break this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Spotty showers linger early, then mostly cloudy. However, high temperatures were already hit this morning, and now we fall to the mid-30s by 5 o'clock. And we're dealing with feisty winds, gusting out of the south up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight lows fall to the upper 20s. It's 35 degrees at our studios.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Welcoming to the studio our great friends from the Family Center. We have our good friend Amy Scheid with us, Administrative Development and Volunteering Coordinator. Got to get that title right, Amy. Got to get it right.
That's right, James. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for being here. Appreciate it. And you brought a friend with you.
I did. Today I have Tia with me. She is one of our volunteers extraordinaire. She works with in-kind donations and volunteers with us every week.
Amy, you and I have been talking for a while now about different ways that people can help at the Family Center. They can make an impact. They can do some good. This time of year, that vibe, that feeling, that spirit is all around and all in us. Perfect time, I think, to be able to really hit on this and talk about this, really, really key in on it, if you don't mind.
You bet. It is the season of giving, James. Mm. And I think one of the really fantastic things about this time of year is it really gives us a chance to reflect on what we have that we can give to others to help improve their situation. And I'd like to touch on today treasure, mm-hmm. which, of course, in the midst of our annual appeal, it's important for nonprofits to receive the funds necessary to do their valuable work, but also treasure. And that's one of the reasons why I have Tia here with me today as one of our fantastic volunteers.
Yeah, now we're going to put Tia to work. I mean, talk to her in a second. but what I wanted to do, if you don't mind, Amy, for a moment, and as I always like to mention, I am on the board of the Family Center. I am very biased on this topic, and I'd like to think that an overwhelming majority of people are out there on this topic. The importance of the Family Center and the work that you guys do in this town. For me, and again, it's just my opinion, I believe it is the most vital work going on in our community. It involves all facets of family. It involves too many different layers and topics for me to do a wrap up in 25 minutes. But I think it's pretty commonly known by now the important work that is being done. So with that being said, it's all the more important that we are able to give back and donate and help you guys do the work that you are doing. Something we get to talk about from time to time, but I don't think we really get to focus and really put a spotlight on the donations part of things. I did want to mention, this is a little different now because we've got new ownership and I got a little bit of a better paycheck now. But years ago when Sue and Deb asked me to be, it was a two-prong attack. I had no chance. I was going to be on that board. When they asked me to be on the board, I'm the last person in the world I ever thought of as a board member for anything. I mean, even like a Simpsons board, I didn't think people would put me on. I didn't think of myself that way. But the first thing that occurred to me was, well, this is my way to give back. I don't have the money. I don't have a lot of time to be able to volunteer, but I can do something like this. And so I just wanted to touch on that really quick to people out there, that we are in need of board members, and not just with the Family Center, but a lot of our community businesses and nonprofits are looking for board members, are looking for people to be a part of these things. And that is another way that you can give back and put back into your community.
Absolutely. And I would challenge you, if you think that you wouldn't have something to give to an organization such as ours, that board service is a fantastic way for you to learn more about an organization, and I promise you, you have skills and knowledge that will be helpful to that board or to the individual organization itself if you care to volunteer in an individual level.
I was thinking about this over the weekend doing some prep for the interview, Amy, and this is actually hits on something that you and I are familiar with. It made me think of when I talk to my students about acting, and mm-hmm. You want to be a good actor. Work behind the stage. Work Absolutely. Back behind the scenes and everything. That's how you really become better at theater, understanding all the nooks and crannies and how things are worked in the back. It's similar to this, what you were saying about being on a board. It is an opportunity for you to see a little bit more of what's going on in the behind the scenes and happenings and understanding, I think, a little more empathy towards what's happening there.
Absolutely. And any of the ways in which you might give to the board of directors, such as being on the fund development committee, on governance, those are great opportunities for you to learn more about the organization and your community as well.
Okay, I think now we can put Tia on the spot. Now we can do it. Now, easier into it and everything, right? Oh, Tia, thank you again for being here. Appreciate it. And Amy, Tia is a donations coordinator?
Absolutely.
Is that the correct term?
Okay. Yep. She's one of two at this time. We're always looking for more help for her. She
yes,
works
we are.
Very, very hard. How many hours a week do you work, Tia?
Usually about 7, sometimes a little more.
So one of the things we were talking about on the drive over is that any time we have a volunteer that comes in for an hour, that is 1 hour of work that the team can then turn and give direct services to the clientele that we serve. So by Tia coming in 7 hours a week, she frees the staff to have 7 hours of direct client service. And that's an amazing gift to us as well as our clients. Yeah. So what do you do in a given day, Tia?
We get food bags ready for outreach. We rotate and stock all the dry goods in the pantry. We take in the donations. We usually spend quite a bit of time talking to the people who bring the stuff in for us. So that's nice. We build relationships with people and each other mm-hmm. while we're mm-hmm. doing this.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Tia, with something like that, what got you to want to be involved with this?
I am actually a survivor of domestic violence myself. And it was December 15th, 2021, when the Family Center helped me. So it was my duty to come back when I was in a better place and give back.
Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate that. And thank you for being so brave. And not only that, but seeing that, having the insight to see that. Not everybody does. Appreciate that. And I appreciate the wanting to give back. I think people have that feeling from time to time, but they don't follow through on it always. Well, good on you for doing that. That's awesome. With that being said, though, how often do you get donations?
We get at least one every time I'm there. I would say right now with Christmas, it has just been absolutely amazing. It is constant. That we are so busy. I'm tired by the time I'm done.
I hate to hear that, but at the same time, that's a good thing. Good. That's really good to hear. That warmed my heart, literally like warmed up from that. That is awesome to hear. Not that I had necessarily an answer in my head, but I didn't know what to expect. So that is really cool to hear. But we also know that there's always going to be needs. There's always going to be we can't have enough donations. There's more that can be had and needed. I wouldn't mind taking a second to touch on some of those more. What are more needs than others right now, Amy, if there's anything in particular?
Yeah, and I would just say that while this is the season of giving, we need 12 months out of the year to be the season of giving. And while we are just so grateful to how the community has stepped up these last few weeks, if you have a moment to visit our Facebook page, I've been trying to catch pictures of different organizations and individuals who come in and donate either to our holiday program or to our pantry needs. It has just been overwhelming. There was a moment yesterday when I was calling any staff that could go to the donations door to take a picture because I was at the business door taking a picture while someone was coming into the general entrance. All three doors were being populated by donors, which has not happened in my 2+ years. And then all
Man,
of that.
Man, that's a cool story.
That's great.
That's all great.
All the bells are ringing. Mm. And then all of those materials go back into donations for Tia, who comes in the morning and goes, what in the heck happened today? What did she do to me?
And
then she's
making
me go to radio. She left her cohort back there to deal while she's here with me. But yeah, throughout the year, things that we need, if you can imagine just for a moment what communal living is like for the sheer volume of people that we serve, clearly laundry soap, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, anything along those lines is always a need. Toilet paper, paper towel, cleaning supplies, laundry supplies. In pantry, what would you say the most frequently requested items are?
Pancakes are up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, who knows?
There's always someone coming down for pancakes.
Makes sense, though. Now that I hear it, that makes sense.
Yes. And we have kids coming like crazy right now. It's a joyous part of what we do to serve those secondary victims. We wish there wasn't a need for us to do so, but they are a joy to us during the holiday season. And Tia and our volunteers, as well as the donors that have been giving, and my team at the Family Center is certainly helping to make their holidays bright.
I would say for the first couple of years that I mostly interviewed Deb, she would be the one coming on, and I'd tell her whether it was on air or off air every time she came in, I wish you didn't have a job. I wish we didn't need you. I wish you were bored. I wish you were doing something else. We didn't even need these services, but we do.
Yes.
And I don't play this card very often, but you mentioned the children. And I'd like to think when we're doing these conversations, we're having these discussions. Every once in a while, it's not as much as it used to be. Every once in a while, I get somebody out of the woodwork comes out and asks, you know, why we're spending so much time on a subject like this. It's the future. I researched this weekend. Kids are the future, it turns out. And that seems pretty important to me. So if there's any other, because you got people that are in this gray area these days. I think most people are either in that area or the one side or the other for it. But for the most part, most people that I talk to are on one side of this issue. And they are on the right side of history when it comes to it. There is no situation in human history where it is okay to hurt somebody you love.
Absolutely.
Period. And it is very uncool to be doing this and unhealthy to be doing this to children who are growing up and going to be running our jobs, running our country one day. This all comes full circle. This all adds up. You want your community to be stronger. You want your community to have a better future. Add to the family center. Help the family center. It's as simple as that. It doesn't. This isn't rocket science. Sometimes it's Occam's razor. It is right under your nose. This is something that helps our future of our city, our community, and our country.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly, James, and I will tell you that the work being done by our Child and Family Services individual, Elizabeth, she's fantastic. Ashley's out in the schools talking about violence prevention. Our advocates do an amazing job of ensuring that they're meeting the needs proactively, reactively, of secondary victims as well as primary victims, and trying to eliminate victimization in totality.
Getting the chance to sit in this chair for the last 7-8 years, I've talked to senators, congressmen, I've talked to my mayors, I've talked to a number of different people, and I stress to them, whether it's on air or off air, how I think the biggest concern we have in this state and going forward, maybe in this country, is child care. But right under that is this, right under that. And the two are very intertwined in many ways, too. So really, you help with one, you're helping with another in some ways, not completely, but in some. These are topics that we need to face, and we need to face with our head up. Long gone are the days of talking, of having this whole discussion like this. We're not doing that anymore. Yes, exactly.
Yep.
And with that, we want more and more people to be involved in these things. And sometimes you can be loud with your donation. Not everybody speaks up. Not everybody feels comfortable saying something or what have you. But plenty of people can do that. Tia, if you don't mind, when it comes to the job, when we're looking for people to kind of assist with this, to looking at other donation coordinators and everything, who do you think the type of person would be really good for a job like this?
Energetic, just, hard worker.
Yeah.
Be ready to do what you're going to do and just start. That's how Terry and I both are. We take a look around, we see what needs to be done, and we just make a plan and go.
They're both amazing. They get an awful lot done, and I feel very privileged to work with them and know that donations is an area that is just working like a well-oiled machine, that those folks that give to our organization know that their donation is going to be processed in a way that serves the client best, and that those items are going to outreach, to shelter, wherever they need to go.
We are speaking with Amy and Tia from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. And Amy, you were touching on something before, and it's something that I like to reference whenever we can. Usually we're wrapping up an interview and we have some topics we're talking about, and I like to bring up volunteering towards the end of the interview and ways people can give back. And, if you go over there and you shovel or you mow, it may not seem like a big deal, but that's one more way of freeing up the staff over there. You were hitting on that more detailed, though, with more actual logistics and knowledge that really is really helpful from this. Do you mind, with all respect, breaking down a little bit of what the services is like, a family comes in, and the work that goes into that, so that the audience can understand why it's so important that we can free you up, why you can have that time to be able to do those things, and great people like Tia and that are doing that other work.
Absolutely. So one of the reasons why funds are so valuable in our organization is that we're funded with some government grants. However, those are taking a significant, and by significant, there's just not a word big enough for the level of decrease in support we're going to be getting from the state and federal government in coming years. So any of that work, that direct service work that we spoke of, we're going to be seeing more and more need for that work to be funded. So in our organization, when someone comes through our door, they might need the services of the folks that are answering our 24-hour manned phone line. They might be coming into shelter, so they're going to need the services of our shelter coordinator. They might need advocacy from a legal standpoint. They might need Hmong services. They might need child and family services. Really, we are designed in such a way to have advocacy for every need that a victim might have. So any of those direct services need to be funded, and more so than ever ever before. Mm-hmm. We're already seeing cuts. We're already seeing organizations in our state close. And we are at capacity, and also a word that is not large enough to describe our current condition. Mm-hmm. Tia was brave enough to share the date in which she received services from our organization. Sadly, we see intake at an astronomically high level over the holidays. We were just speaking about our holiday program and the fantastic donors we have that bring the holidays to our clients. They like to have those lists before Thanksgiving, and it's with great sadness that we always ponder the fact that if only the clients we were serving at Thanksgiving were the only clients we were going to serve before the end of the year. Mm. So the needs of new clients coming in are always significant. So when we say it's the season of giving, mm-hmm. we need that treasure, yeah. but we also need the time and talent of people like Tia that will come in, or those that drop off in-kind donations, or those that volunteer to do things like lawns and sidewalks. Every aspect of that volunteer service, whether it be twice a year mm-hmm. to help me with a fundraiser, or once a week and a time that's good for you to do some of the work that will free us to serve clients directly.
And then that work, I'm sorry, this topic gets me. That work that you guys are doing, the details and what you gave us right there, I really appreciate, Amy. It expands beyond that, too, when you look at the community outreach and the different things that are going on there. You touched on that a little bit with the work going on in schools and some of that. That can't be done if we don't have these other positions and these other things taken care of as well. So the sharing of knowledge, the spreading of knowledge, just the sharing of understanding on this topic. Even just the simpleness of this topic being discussed in schools, that's something that's completely different than almost than what we grew up with. That's a new day. That's new, but we need to get there. We need to be able to have that, and you guys be able to free to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And prevention, just a little caveat that, James, you know, prevention is not funded by the government.
Yeah.
So that position, it's really important that we see financial support for that.
Excuse me for a second as I get on my soapbox here. That is why it is so important to know who your politicians have in their pocket. Be sure to be smart about your vote, be informed, do your homework, and know where these politicians stand on this subject. If you don't know, ask them. Ask them.
Absolutely.
And if they don't give you a straight answer, you just got your answer.
And everyone can do that.
Yes.
You don't have to be on the radio to do that.
Exactly.
You can get on your phone this afternoon and call Senator Tustin's office or Krug's office,
yeah.
whoever. There's legislation being proposed right now to fund part of that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my 17-year-old daughter to the state capitol with me last month to discuss educate, not lobby, James, educate them on, you know, what we're seeing, that we're way higher in the amount of domestic violence homicides in the state of Wisconsin than we should be, sixth in the nation, and our legislators need to know that. And the impact of these funding cuts that are going to be significant.
I talk to these individuals all the time, once a month. Tustin, Krug, they're on the air with us, and we butt heads, we argue, and by the end of the conversations, we're laughing or talking, you know?
Absolutely.
These are people that they want your conversations. They want to hear from you. They are trying to represent their community to the best, and in order for them to do that, we've got to do our work, too, in making sure that they know these things, that they are important to us, that Wisconsin Rapids, that Wood County is a town that we're not gonna take light this moment anymore. We have finally gotten to a point in human history, and it took a long time to get here, but we're there, and we're not going backwards. You're not putting the genie back in the bottle with this. And sometimes I think that whether it's a politician or it's people in positions of power, they get in bubbles, and they don't always understand the world that they're living in and the world they're around. And that can happen on a rural level as well as on a state level or a national level. And I think that can be the case sometimes with these. So if we don't bring these things up, it falls on us as much as it does them for them to get things done. But once the ball is in their court, then that's where it comes back again. Know who's in their pocket, know who they are voting, or where their votes are going to go, and how important that is. Because there, not only is there no going back on this subject, unfortunately, it's not going anywhere. These numbers, as we see, Amy, what you touch on there, I've lived in this state for half my life, and if there's one thing I learned, Wisconsinites are very proud of being from Wisconsin, and that's cool. That's very cool. I'm all about that. Be proud of your roots and everything. I would think if you're a proud Wisconsinite, that hit you. That hit you hard.
Yeah,
that hit you worse than a Packer loss. It shoulda. It shoulda. And if it doesn't, I question your loyalty to your state. Because, again, coming back to a full circle kind of look at this approach and how important this topic is. I was just talking with Mayor Blazer, and one of the bigger topics to us on air, off air, is a population and keeping your population intact. And there's a couple of things we've seen to help populations in the last 10 to 20 years, really. They're dog friendly. Communities that are dog friendly are seeing an increase in population. We're seeing that. And communities that are approaching this topic, that they are taking on domestic violence and they're not blinking. That's very vital to your population of your town. So again, coming back to something else like this, if you don't care about domestic violence, maybe you care about your taxes. Maybe you care about your city's population. All of this adds up. That's why it's all the more important to be able to donate to the Family Center and help them do the work that they're doing. It all is attached. It's all connected.
I would agree. And we had just shy of 5,000 bed nights this past year. So the need is there. The need is there for the season of giving and beyond to give to this organization, to give your time or your talent to this organization. Come hang out with Tia for a day. She'll tell you all about what we need and what would be the best way to serve our clients. And she makes a darn good, fun day of doing it.
It is fun.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Yes. That's why I keep coming back.
And there's chocolate in my office. She likes that too.
Well, I think we buried the lead there. Wait a minute. There's chocolate? I didn't know that. Amy, we got just a couple of minutes left before I wrap up. I did want to mention that there are some other positions that the Family Center is looking to fill.
Yes. Yes, we do have need of a part-time shelter advocate as well as a visitation coordinator at this time. So I would encourage you to look at our website for those open positions. And if you're interested in donating of your time or talent, as we are spending time on today, our Facebook page has What We Need Wednesday that comes out every Wednesday. Talks about volunteer opportunities or what we literally need. Right now it's pull-ups and baby undies and socks, I believe, are the primary need.
Good
the kids just keep coming. And on the website, you'll see our volunteer application. We would love to see you. Just fill it out. Just fill it out. It'll come directly to me. We can work out if you've got 4 hours a year, if you've got 4 hours a month, 4 hours a day. Also, please take a look at that donations page. If you think that you're able to share $10 a month, you can set it up reoccurring, and every penny helps.
Amy, if people want to, if people want to find out more about this and have follow-up questions, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at info@familyctr.org. They can send a message through our Facebook page, through our website. It all comes to me first, and if I'm the wrong person, I'll be sure to connect you with the right person. If you have questions about what we do, please call. If you have questions about your situation or you feel that you're not in a healthy relationship any longer, our crisis line is up on our Facebook page, on our website. We will get you connected with somebody who can help you.
That phone number that you can call is a 24/7 crisis line. That's 421-1511, 715-421-1511. Tia, thank you so much for being here today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And Amy, always good to see you. Thank you so much for
what
you do.
James.
Please say hi to the staff for us and everything. And a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and New Year to you and yours and all of the members of the Family Center.
Thank you. We appreciate you, James.
We will take a break. We will have some more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.